Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a sip, see up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure buck pipes. I know I spat to y'all, to know me, to love me. You see me, can't be me, cases. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show. Weird twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Rizzy in the building, baby. We in the building, baby. Hope everybody else in the streets team hop on. ICE, Styles of God, OG the Buck. Hopefully they hop on, man. Shout out to all the callers. It's my daughter's birthday. Shout out to Pretty Face. It's Thanksgiving edition. We got a lot to be thankful for. We thankful for the callers.
What's the deal, bro? It's Wild Out Wednesday.
We in the building, baby.
We in the building. Have your birthday and then Thanksgiving the week after. But the team's some hoes. I just want you to know that. That's the book. I don't know what happened. I don't know how you explain it. Well, how y'all beat us? And then go on Thursday night and just get drugged like that. That out, see? That's why I don't like AR-12. Boy, he be cheap. Man can beat the Cowboys, but he can't beat the Titans. That just don't make sense to me, man. What's going on with my big brother, Pooh, man?
Oh, man, you already know, Ro. We in the building. It's Thanksgiving edition. We're going to talk some college football. Hey, man, if people don't love college basketball and they just like March Madness, check out Feast Week, because some of these matchups that you're seeing this week, you would love to see them during March, and you may not. So catch them now. Kentucky Gonzaga, you had Arizona playing Creighton today. It was a great game for the championship at the Maui. And Ro, let's be honest. We've had an experience playing in that gym. That's what makes it even more great that we've had a chance to play in that gym. You know what I mean? So it was just great watching it. But speaking of college, let's just, you know, we're going to talk NBA, NFL. College football playoff rankings have come out last night. You have your top four. Your top four as usual. Then you have a two-loss team in LSU at 5 and SC at 6. Tennessee, wow. They lost a quarterback to an ACL, and I thought that they had a chance. They had the easiest. I told you about that TCU-Baylor game. It almost came to fruition, but it did not. I just want to ask you, Ro, going into the Michigan-Ohio State week. This is it. Both teams struggled just a tad. Michigan just came through. Money Moody, they call him down there in Ann Arbor now. They're on a mission to go up into the horseshoe, as they call it, and do work. I just want to ask you, who wins the game, and does the loser still has a chance to be in the playoffs?
Oh, man. Okay. So, after watching Kirk Herbstreit last night break it down, it had me pondering, Boo, because, see, this is where it gets very, very interesting. Because we only have four undefeated teams left, you know. So one out of the four just might have an opportunity to still tread water. And it's kind of crazy because even though USC and Clemson got one loss, schedule ain't that tough. You know what I mean? TCU has the toughest schedule out there, and they done took care of business any which way you want to call it. But then you got Ohio State and Michigan, which we rarely see this. They both undefeated coming into the last game. Like, normally somebody trying to play spoiler. But tonight, this weekend, I'm just saying, man, listen. Who wins? I'm going with Big Blue. Because I know Ohio State got it. I know they got it. I just want to see what's going to happen. Can this be a repeat of about 4 or 5 years ago, now about 6 years ago, when they weren't supposed to make it and end up making it and winning it all? Can this be? Oh, say it ain't so. But I still think Georgia is the best team out there on the board. We know what kind of schedule they have, but TCU has really been impressive. Whether they win it or lose it, I believe TCU, Ohio State, and Michigan with a loss can still remain where they are right now. That's just today. because I don't know how bad either one of these teams going to get their asses whooped come rival weekend on Saturday. And I can't wait, because this is what we wait. This is what we live for, boo. Nothing but the rival games. I mean, all them other games are cool, but this is what we're talking about. We talk about the last game of the season. You know it's going to be a fight with U of A and ASU. We already know that. You know it's going to be a fight between Ohio State and the big boys in blue and Michigan. So just prepare yourself. Everybody get the mouthpieces ready. Don't worry about it. It's going to be a whole bunch of somebody getting their head beat in. Oh, Notre Dame and USC. Yeah, we're going to have another beat down. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, come on with it. Who you think, man? Who going to win the game between Ohio State and Michigan in the horseshoe? And out of the one who loses, who got the best shot to make it?
I'm going to tell you like this. Michigan has some key injuries that I don't know if they can overcome. The running back, the Heisman Trophy candidate, he had an injury. And they rely on him. And see, matchups makes fights. See, one of the Achilles heels I think of Ohio State is the secondary when receivers go deep. And I don't think Michigan does that a lot. It may change just because they're playing Ohio State, but they don't go deep that far into Ohio State hands. Ohio State knows that they must stop the run. That being said,
right.
Michigan's defense is not what it used to be, and I think Ohio State will prevail. This is the thing with TCU. They remind me of Cincinnati, a great story. They're going to be there.
Oh,
but once they get there, they're going to get their brains blew out off the chart by Georgia. I'm just saying, I think TCU is a good team. Not a great team, not a championship top four team. That's just me.
They're undefeated.
But
they got the toughest schedule, big brother.
They might have the toughest schedule, but they don't have the best talent. They've clawed, they've scratched, they've done everything they've had to do to get to this point, and I commend the Horned Frogs. I really do. But just like the University of Cincinnati Bearcats, the buck will stop on New Year's Eve. So no disrespect to the TCU. Great season. Talent-wise, man for man, I don't think they can compete when it comes to the playoffs. That's just me. LSU. Yeah. Is going to have to run the table to try to get in there and maybe get one of those spots, because if Georgia loses to LSU, I think that they'll still be in. So LSU must run the table for a two-loss team to get in. But you have to look at SC. They have a chance to get in if they win against Notre Dame and also win their Pac-12 championship against Oregon. If they continue to win, it's going to be very interesting and very close. Very close. But I think Ohio State wins by more than 7 points. I don't think Michigan's offense can compete with Ohio State's offense. Weather will play a factor. I heard it's going to be some rain in the forecast, so we'll see if that slows down the speed of Ohio State. But this year, I just don't see Michigan having that, what would you call, the Michigan big play.
Big play
on the outside. They have the running back. Don't get me wrong. The running game is great. I just don't think that they can compete with Ohio State as far as with the score. They better hopefully that it's close. They muck the game up. It's real sloppy, and it's just run, and they can try to contain those lethal weapons that Ohio State has, but it's going to be really tough for the
Oh yeah,
the
they're
going to
be out there.
Before we go to the break, Ro, it's been speculation. Lane Kiffin maybe going to Auburn, leaving Ole Miss. Do you think that he takes the job and leave Ole Miss?
I'm going to say yes because of who we talking about, and that's the only reason. Hell, he left Tennessee to go to Ole Miss, and that was in just like a week, a couple of months. It wouldn't be a surprise, and it's not a surprise to hear that his name is circulating with Auburn. I mean, hell, he just keeps getting better with the paycheck, it seems. So I'm going to say yes, because we are speaking of Mr. Lane Kiffin, who done had more head coaching jobs than any other youngster that I know about in this game. How he does it, I don't know. But, hell, if they going to give your ass a raise, you got to take it. So, yeah, man, that's Lane Kiffin for you. You know, he's staying in the same conference. That's what's so crazy about it. Lane don't give a damn who you are. I'm going to stay in the conference. I'm going to be right here. Whoop your ass, too. So, good old Lane. What you think, man? Lane Kiffin doing the fool over there in the SEC? He going to stay at Ole Miss, and he going to take it to War Eagle so he can put it on old Nicky, baby.
Listen, Lane needs to just get in one lane. He just changed his job. And I don't understand how people still give him a job. Yes, he
right.
turns the program around when he gets there, but then all of a sudden he leaves. So would you trust that as a parent? Would you trust that as a parent for your son play for this guy when you know that he may leave? Now, is he waiting for the right opportunity where they have just a great facility? Is Auburn facilities and recruiting tools better?
All that,
you know, Miss? So those things, would the kids go there with better NIL deals? All these things take into account when you're taking these jobs. But I just think that when you're inside the SEC, you're at Tennessee. You're at Ole Miss. Where else do you want to go? Where else do you want to go? You keep changing. I mean, the paychecks get bigger and bigger, but you still stay. You're still Lane Kiffin. That's the thing about it. He keeps changing locations and area codes, but we still get the same Lane Kiffin. Turn the program around. And then he leaves. So
go.
It's speculation. He said he's worried about the Egg Bowl and playing against Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl and that. But we know when the money is on the line and they're talking speculation, what usually happens? They go where the speculation is. It's usually true. So yeah, that's what I think about old Lane. He needs to find a lane, stay in it, and be somewhere between, you know, 6 and 7 years, man, at least. So
it's not happening.
When we come
as
back,
long as the SEC fan.
When we come back, we're going to talk NFL football.
Yeah.
Got a big question for the street.
With these streets. I've seen 100,000.
Uh-oh. Does the quarterback help your defense win games? I just want to know. It's the streets, man. Give us a call. 515-605-9750. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Hello,
in the cell all alone, can't let it fit me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby.
I fell in love with these streets, I seen a hundred styles. Bustin' choppers, selling dope, I went to running wild. Threw a drum up in my 40, shoot a hundred times. 200,000, my cousin Case, to see his daughter smile. Somebody save me. All this leaning, all this spurts gon' drive me crazy. I see niggas switching sides like they kiddy. I can't let it kill my vibe, cause I'm too wavy. This is what I wanted. Anything I ever said, I'm standing on it. Got my dog in the feds, he turning for me. I just pray that he don't say some shit to harm us. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen a hundred thousand. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't seen my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Trying to please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shitty. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it face me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. One time my dog tryna lie, me musta lost his mind. When you know how we get down when niggas cross the line. Now I hate to be the one that gotta call his mom. That money mix up with that greed, it happen all the time. If I can't trust you, fuck you. Know that money ain't a thing, I tell them touch you. Know them boys gon' bust your brain, I push your button. To make it home to see my son, know I'm gon' crush you. Cause that's important, to keep it a hundred. I just wanna make it home to see my youngie. Move my family out the ghetto, all I wanted. Let me dancing with the devil chasing this morning. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen a hundred thousand. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't seen my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile. Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shitty. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it
fade. It's the Streets of Talk Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. We back from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Rizzy in the house. All the Dream Team members, ICE, Styles of God, OG the Buck. They sending they, you know what I mean? Happy Thanksgiving, cries to everybody. Shout out, man, to my man, the Green Eye Bandit. You know what I mean? He was out there in AZ, you know what I mean, with the boy Rizzy. Shout out to my cousin, to my little brother slash cousin, man. Little Buzzy Siegel, man, I see you. The Matrix, I see you, P. Steve Mazy, I see you guys, man. Hey, shout out to Cleveland, Glenville, and Cleveland St. Ed's, man. They made it to the Final Four of the state playoff tournament. Hopefully they can take it home this weekend. They're in the Final Four. So shout out to those guys, man. We got a lot to be thankful for. We thank all the fans for tuning in, not just live, but listening to us on the podcast, going back, blogtalkradio.com, category sports. Search box, that's DA, the Streets is Talking. And we live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Give us a call. Shoot us a kite. You want to get in on the asylum? We'd love to hear your takes and verbal jab with the Dream Team. And, oh, yeah.
Come on, we
in the building, baby.
What up, JP, little daddy? I see you.
Hey, man. Week 11. We had some games,
man,
that was real tricky. Jalen Hurts had to come back and do his magic. The Patriots won on a special teams punt return with about 20-some seconds to go when it was kicked. And for them to win that got Zach Wilson benched. He's benched. He's not. He's inactive. We had, the Lions. Hey, man, won their third straight beat up on the Giants, man, in big fashion. The Ravens beat up on the Panthers so bad, they going to give my man Sam Darnold another try at the starting quarterback. keep telling people about this guy, man. Hey, two guys on the hot seats, Denver and the Raiders. Raiders prevailed in overtime.
Thank God.
Right. Got a big touchdown from Carr to my man Devontae Adams. And the Cowboys, I mean, they thumped the Vikings, man. They thumped them. The big game of the night on Sunday night, you know, that guy money-making Mahomes did what he always does. Kelsey, three touchdowns. Is Kelsey better than Gronk? Just throwing that out there if anybody wants to answer that when they call in.
Yeah.
And the 49ers, man, they look so nasty. I mean, I know it's a week-to-week by league, but I'm going to say this week they look like one of the best teams in the NFC, man, and we can't forget about the Bucs, even though they had a bye, they had won a couple in a row. But just want to ask you, Ro, man, what was your impressions and depressions of the NFL Week 11, man, before we get into our Thanksgiving picks and our big games of Week 12?
Your team sucks. That's all I know. How the hell we can't beat y'all, but y'all let the Tennessee Titans get in y'all ass. I just don't understand that. And then, how the hell does the Philadelphia Eagles get let off the hook and let this boy run 18 yards untouched up the middle for the winning touchdown with 2 minutes left? Like, come on, man. What the? You know, I'm really, and it's surprising to see the Eagles doing what they doing with what they have. They really are special, just like the 49ers. I just can't put my finger on it, but damn, how you just put up points like that? And I'm going to tell you this, for all you Cowboy haters that keep hating on my boys, let my defense keep getting wound up the way that they get wound up. You just don't put pressure on a throwing team like that without them shivering and shaking in their boots. Listen. Boy, if this keep happening, I told the young one last week, MVP just might be a defensive player this year. I don't know where they coming from, but it's a whole lot of defensive players doing a whole bunch of things this year, just being in a way and just sacking and tackling for losses and fumbles. Man, what is going on? So when you say, does a quarterback help your defense win games? Street question of the night. Boo me. You know your boy, come on, man. You know your boy a quarterback. You know what cloth we cut from. Of course. We got to be the flyest guys on the field. If we can't be fly for the defense, then the defense going to be hotted up. We get hot water when it's time to get in the shower after the game. I ain't trying to hear all that. You know what I mean? So your boy got to be out there swagged out, making sure everybody touching the ball, a.k.a. money-making Mahomes, hit 8 out of 15 receivers that have over 25 yards or better. Yeah, that's what you got to do. And then throw a game winner so they can be happy and celebrate, pop bottles with you after the game. Hear that? That's what you do, man. Come on, man. Hey, man, what was your ups and your downs for week 11? Because you went through all of them except for your squad. I noticed that. But that's all right. Y'all going to be all right. Relax. That's what your boy AR-12 be saying.
MBG, nothing but garbage. Again, I told you, I got the hashtag for my Browns fans. Hashtag Joe must go. You must make some adjustments. You must do something different. And Joe Woods doesn't do that for the Cleveland Browns. I hate to say it, and we will see. Will Deshaun Watson make a difference in play calling? Will he make a difference in the spark on the team? What will be the difference? The defense have to start making or creating some turnovers, regardless if Watson is there or not. The defense must stand up. Must stand up, man. AR-12 is disappointing this year. Very. All of a sudden now he has a broken thumb, they reports. I don't care if you got a broken thumb, a broken toe. When you're out on the field, you're 100%. So right now, he's not looking like a two-time in a row MVP. I tell you this, better watch out for the coach with the new coach. It took he took down the team who only has one loss to the wire. Took him down to the wire. And that was very, very impressive for me. And you guys want to say that he's not a good coach. Man, isn't a head coach a leader of men? Isn't a head coach a person?
I didn't say he wasn't
a
head coach.
No. I'm not saying you. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, okay.
That
I just want
people were saying, and I was one of them. I didn't say he was going to be a backup, but I just said that he superseded and got expedited to the head of a team without any experience coaching college or pro football. And he's proving that sometimes you don't have to have experience as far as X and O, but you have experience as far as being a leader.
There you go.
And when you're a leader,
Mike Singletary,
anything is possible when you're a good leader. And that's what Mr. Saturday is a good leader. Now, week 12, bro. Oh, my last game.
Uh-oh.
The Jets. J-E-T-S,
oh,
Jets. How could you lose that game on the last play, sort of? And it reminded me of the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants when Deshaun Watson took that kick back and they end up beating the Giants. It was so hilarious. But you wouldn't think of it that day, not that self-return guy. You wouldn't think of that. Who is Marcus Jones? You don't know who that guy is, okay? And that guy, Marcus Jones, made you remember his name, returning that kick. And it put Mr. Wilson on the bench in street clothes. He's inactive. You hear me? He's inactive. And another thing, I'm impressed with the Washington Commanders. I'm very impressed with them. Heinicke wins again. You know what I mean? After they beat the Texans 23-10, I'm very impressed with both East divisions. That's AFC East and the NFC East. I'm very impressed with that. And if it has to come down to a kick return, that means teams have a lot of parity. But let's get to week 12. Before we get to the break, we got the big games that's coming on tomorrow. You got the Bills and Lions first. Then you got your boys against the Giants. Then you got the Patriots and the Vikings, man. Tell me your picks and tell me what's intriguing you from the other games for week 12, man, moving forward. A lot of guys are going for playoff position, too. It's that time. It's 12-week time, man. It's that time.
I'm really interested to see what Detroit is going to do after winning three straight. I mean, they got their hands full with Buffalo, and I don't know if Buffalo, they're going to have to try to shake it off. And if they can't shake it off against the Detroit Lions, it might be an even long season for the Buffalo Bills. The Cowboys and the Giants, the only thing I'm going to say is we just got to stop Saquon. If we can stop the dude from rushing for 150, 180 yards, we're going to be all right. But, damn, they're going to give that boy the ball tomorrow. I just said our defense looks really good against Minnesota. It just let me know that, yeah, man, we have what we need. We just got to stay consistent. And that means can your quarterback win your defense some games? And this is one of those situations, Big Brother Boo Meeks. Can that keep the boys on the field long enough? Can we run the ball enough, just like the Giants are going to run the ball, to keep the defense, you know, intact? So
Yeah, we'll see. I think Minnesota going to beat the dog snot out of New England tomorrow because of the simple fact they got their asses handed to them. That's just my thought. My one game for Sunday, I'm really going to say, I don't want y'all to laugh at me, okay? I really don't. But this is a game that I really want to see because I want to see which team is the sorriest. I want to see who's going to win between Denver and Carolina. I know. I know the records. I know the records don't mean shit, but I'm just saying that they both 3-1, 3-7. Broncos 3-7, and Carolina 3-8. But I mean, they put so much money into both of these organizations this year, and they suck. How do you do this? You got all these names on the roster starting with the quarterback position, and you only done won 3 games out of 12 weeks. Come on, man. That just really doesn't make sense to me, Big Brother Boo. So, I mean, I could have picked a whole lot of other games, but that's just the one game that I'm looking forward to seeing because I really don't know. Is Russell Wilson really that sorry? Or do I really have to look and just say Carolina just don't know what they doing? You know what I mean? So I'm in limbo with the game, man, but I got to see it. I'm intrigued. I want to see what's going to happen. So we're going to check that one out, man. What's your, well, who you picks for tomorrow, man? And give me one for Sunday, man. Give me one good one for Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go really quick because I know we up against it and we got to get to the NBA. The Bills, they're familiar with Detroit now. They played the Browns there. I think they should take care of business. Detroit after 3 wheels. I just don't want to see a blowout. And I think that Detroit is going to make the Bills sweat. You're going to make them sweat. They will prevail. Cowboys and Giants, you're at home. They always play on Thanksgiving. It's a divisional game. Yes, it's going to be close, but I'm going to go with your boys. And I'll say this, yes, they're going to do good. You know, I think that they'll prevail regular season, get to the playoffs. But once when they get there, I know you're going to be biting your nails. Patriots and Vikings, that's going to be real interesting. The Patriots defense has come on. They've done well. I mean, they've been pitching shutouts. They've been holding teams to under, 14 points the last 3 games. They're 6-4, but they're in Minnesota, and Minnesota plays real well at home. So I'm going to go with the Vikings. Now, my Sunday game, this is going to be real intriguing because I'm going to give you 2 games instead of 1. The first one,
okay.
Buccaneers in the dog pound. I got the Browns shocking the world and beating the Buccaneers.
You keep going with the Browns.
I don't keep going with them. This is a game. I don't say who they're going to beat or anything. We discuss them, but I never have a prediction. Okay? But they're going to win Sunday against the Buccaneers. Mark it down. I told you that TCU. I only gave 2 real hard predictions. That was my other hard prediction, and Baylor let me down. Fire procedure, field goal kick. Hey, man, I was almost right, man. So, but I tell you this. Cleveland Brown is going to knock the Buccaneers. Mark it down.
The GOAT.
Put it on your calendar. This is what the Cleveland Browns do. Just when you think they're going to smoke it and lose, they're going to play out their minds, and you're going to say, where was that Cleveland Browns team? They're going to beat the Buccaneers in Cleveland. My second game,
And listen, this going to be a rematch of a divisional playoff game, Bengals at Tennessee. Tannehill has to redeem himself. That's going to be a big game for both teams, for playoff and division, you know, for them to stay close at the top of their division, especially the Bengals being one game behind the Ravens. So those two games are my intriguing games. And, again, I have the Browns beating the Buccaneers.
We heard you, man. Stop saying that shit. Nobody don't want that, man. I have my money elsewhere.
They're going to be feeling so good off of Thanksgiving, and they're going to be so hyped. And Tom Brady is going to be in a giving mood. He's going to throw two interceptions, and the Browns are going to win on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man, you better give us a call. 515-605-9750. I'm walling out. It's all on Wednesday. Just tell a whole lot of girlfriends. NBA Jason
loaded them all.
Let's go.
The hottest nigga under the sun. I come from under the Tommy, bustin' a Tommy. You come from under your garments, your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did. Now you know I played like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a Hall of Fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names. Hey, it's Cash Money Records, main a lawless game. Put some water on the track, fresh for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is spasmodic, what they call insane. They need my motherfucking aim, I get dope, boy. And you already know that pimpin' 18, I'm living young and show that Bentley. Son of my paw, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. Traffic, rush hour, GT bent, roof is absent. Your bitch present with the music blasting, and she keep asking, how I shoot if it's plastic? I tell her, you see if your boy run up, she said back and cut the quarterback up, up a show. Hey, Big Mike, they better step their authority up before they step to a soldier's son. I got army guns. You niggas never harming young. Fly with me, my opponent's done. I'm done talking. And I ain't just begun. I've been running my city like Diddy, your chump. I fly by you in a foreign whip. On a throttle with a model bony bitch. Paraphony fit to Harris long as shit. To her thong and shit. Well, here we go, so hold on to this. Now let's go. Hold on, hit the blunt.
Let's go.
Go, DJ.
Let's go. This is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from the street perspective. Hey man, it's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Rizzy in the building. Thanksgiving edition. Shout out to my man Capo, man. He was listening to us live. My man the Green Eye, Buzzy Single Jr., man, the Matrix. We got everybody tuning in. My man Enrique from Spain. I'm giving him a shout out, P down in Florida. Hey, Ziggy, I can't wait to get you guys on the take, man. Hey, man, I just want to get your take really quick before we go on. Your boy Kyrie came back Sunday. He had the Black Israel role. It was something epic, man. Something epic. And I wish that when we get everything up, we're gonna get some video. once we get this podcast thing something, but the Hebrew, the black Israelites, man, they came out and showed their support for Kyrie, man. And I just want to ask you, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad he's back. Swerve and Irvin, like I told y'all, man, this is his release, being on the basketball court. And what the Brooklyn Nets have done, not just with Kyrie, but with Ben Simmons, you see things really coming about. And I'm going to say this. I appreciate Mr. Stash. Who would have known that Jack Vaughn had the key to knowing how to handle this madness? You know what I mean? So I believe this is what I really honestly believe, that Kyrie, Swerve, and Irvin, man, don't get it twisted. Kyrie is a smart dude. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was using the platform that he's on to kind of expose some shit. But, you know, when you get too much heat, you got to back up. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to say I'm glad he's back. There's a lot of people that accept Kyrie for the person that he is more than they do the bullshit that was put out there. So welcome back. Continue to keep doing your thing. Uncle Drew, just be you. That's what we known you for. So it ain't no surprise to me, but I'm just saying you got to – yeah, Kyrie a little bit smarter than that. So welcome back. Do your thing. Hey, help your boy Big Brother Ben Simmons out. Looks like he's kind of turning the corner, doing some things. We already knew that he was an all-around player, but now he's beginning to score the ball. So I think that has something to do with Kyrie being back as well. What you think? Kyrie, you happy to see Kyrie back? Was it deserving? What's going on with this situation right now?
I really do think that Kyrie has opened eyes up to people because the black Hebrew Israelites, you know, they were out, man. They was chanting, you know, we are the real Jews. Time to wake up. You know, they were screaming that, you know, and I think that Kyrie opened people's eyes outside of basketball. And I think that he did what he wanted to do. Now it's time to get back to work. And let's be honest. If we didn't bring this up, would we really be talking about this? Would we really be talking about this? Guys like Kyrie and other people to open their eyes and use these platforms. I commend Kyrie once again for putting his career, so to speak, out on the line. And we can say what we want, but he did what he thought was right. Him, for him, he did what he thought was right.
Straight!
And he's opening up the eyes. Now, I ask you this, going back to Kyrie, on his team, Ben Simmons, they reconnected in Philadelphia. It was some boos, but not a lot. Played. Philly won without James Harden, without Tyrese Maxey, and without Joel Embiid. What's going on with the Brooklyn Nets? I'm going to ask you, what is going on with the Brooklyn Nets, and will they be a playoff team with all this going on? And they were 4-0, and they lost to 3 of their starters out, and I'm not saying they lost by more than 7-8 points. They lost by 11.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where we have to wait and see. Because right now, it doesn't take, as you know, it doesn't take a lot of wins in the East for you to make it to the playoffs, to be at least 5th, 6th, 7th seed, and now especially with the play-in. So, I mean, they're going to have a shot. The league is still wide open to where they can make a run. They're finally getting their minds together that they want to play as a team. Now that we see Ben Simmons
kind of stepping into his role finally. Now things are beginning to shape up. I'm not going to say that they should have beat the Philadelphia 76ers. Hell, you got Doc Rivers coaching with a whole bunch of young fellows who are hungry. You know what I mean? So Montrezl Harrell and a whole bunch of them other young fellas that really got skills that, I mean, yeah. These boys practice with these dudes every day, so they know how to get it in. But at the same time, Brooklyn will make a run to where they get in playoff position, whether it be the eighth seed or a play-in. They'll make it to the playoffs. Come on, boo. You know what time it is. It ain't going to be, yeah, they'll make it to the playoffs, and then we'll see whether or not they get swept again. Now, come on, man, they only got swept by the team that made it to the NBA Finals. So, I mean, it wasn't like, and when it was all said and done, it looked bad in the beginning, but when it was all said and done, I mean, damn, they only did lose to the team that, you know, went to the NBA Finals and lost. Come on, man. Yeah, so that's just me, though. That's just me. So what's your take on it? What's your take? You think Brooklyn got a whole bunch of milestones to climb? Or you think everything going to be all right? They going to make the playoffs? Where the hell this boy go? I know he must be back there. Oh, I know what he's doing. Yeah, hold up for a minute.
Yeah, shout out to all the guys down there at the mirror, you know what I'm saying, the Mirror Image Barbershop down on 55th with my man Capo, man. I want to shout all them guys out first and foremost. Secondly,
yes, sir.
I know it's a marathon, but Brooklyn Nets are MBG. Ben Simmons is MBG. He was garbage from the start. And if you ever knew about the game of basketball, and when you get to the NBA, you can't take it for granted. They'll take away your strength, and you better work on your weaknesses in the summertime. And all he was doing in the summertime, you know what he was doing in the summertime. He was with a Kardashian. So you know what he was doing in the summertime. You know what he was doing in the summertime. He was He was with Will and Jazzy Jeff singing Summertime. That's what he was doing. Whatever they was doing on that song, that's what he was doing. He wasn't in the gym. He never will be. His confidence is shook. He's in the spot. He's with the psychiatrist who was Tony Soprano's psychiatrist, so he ain't going nowhere. Let's be honest. And you got my mans in them.
Yeah.
And you got my mans in them who don't understand to be great, you got to be a leader. My man, Easy Money Sniper, you scored the cake. Man, we out here against some buns, no disrespect, but in NBA terms, those guys aren't that good. And you couldn't take over the game? Kevin Garnett, you're immature right now. You need to mature. You've been in the league long enough. You can't just be out there playing basketball. You have to lead, and that helps your legacy. You need to stop it just wanting to just play basketball. You need to man up. You from PG County, man. You from PG County. Get it together. You just want to hoop.
That's what KG said.
What you did, and listen to this, I don't feel for you or LeBron James, because you should have kept what you had. You had all this young talent that was getting good, and you let it go for a guy named James Harden who doesn't even play with you anymore. You let it go, and you should be muddling in the mud right along with it. Just like LeBron James, next on the marquee. Do you think Patrick Beverly was wrong for what he did to my man DeAndre Ayton last night? You were at the game. Tell me what happened out there in the Valley of the Sun, man.
Once again, let me tell you. So we're talking about, okay, we're only talking about Patrick Beverly, okay? When you talk about Patrick Beverly, yes, it was necessary because this is what he does. He's the bully for the teams that he goes to play for. It doesn't matter how tall he is, how short he is, how wide he is, how small he is. It's all about the dog inside the body. When you're afraid of a little, when somebody that size just comes out of nowhere and just says, look, it is on and cracking, y'all better have my back. You better get your ass up and get off the bench and go help your teammate. Okay? I told y'all when he got over there, they ain't had no bullies. You always got to have at least one bully. You got to have at least one Morris brother. You got to have one of them Tyson Chandler type players. You got to have a Montrezl Harrell on your team. You got to have one of the thugs. That's going to just listen. I'm about to elbow you upside your noggin. I don't care who you think you are, and watch what happens. That's what you got to do. Nobody's really afraid of LeBron and AD and Russell, you know. They really just talking to the game. But I'm saying, you saw what happened last night. They didn't do nothing to the fella. They just looked at him, man, come on back to the bench. He started cussing the referees out. I said, boy, look at here. Only him. But I respect that because, once again, we're only talking about Patrick Beverly. Now, is it good for the league? Hell no. I'm just saying, you already know what time it is, but the Suns did kind of be aggressive towards it all. So there's a little, ain't going to see no rivalry, but a little animosity to what's going on since the Suns went to the finals. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's been... is the Suns and the Lakers don't get along right now. And I thought it was, you know how it used to be, Boo. You know, it was all about the fans getting into it. Now, it's really about the real squad getting into it. I don't know what's going on. I'm still trying to figure out who mad at who around this bad boy. But it looks like it's a team effort. But, yeah, when you're talking about Patrick Beverly, are you surprised? You knew that was coming. You knew that shit was coming from him. So if you didn't, now you know. That ain't going to be the last. You watch the tape from last year. Watch SportsCenter. They'll show it to you. Yeah, he did it last year, too. Pushed the hell out of Chris Paul. You saw it, Boo Me. Shit. So, yeah, when you come down, we're going to the next Suns game. So here, bring your ass down there. But, yeah, that's what happened last night. Think, man, was Patrick Beverly warned of that, or was he on that punk shit last night for that move?
Two things about Patrick Beverly. Number one, you can say what you want. Great, great pest, great guy to have on your team. But he's a intercontinental champion in WWF. He's not the world champion.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that title to Draymond Green. But he's an intercontinental champion for tough guy in the NBA. You push the guy not looking. Now, was he warned to push? Yeah, he was warned to push because he all over my teammate and he lightweight kicking him a little bit. Lightweight. So it was warranted in a sense, but you keep pushing these guys while they back turn. Now I'm gonna question your toughness. I'm gonna question it if you really that tough. I am. Who are you? I love you, P-Bell.
Street.
But you're a repeat offender of pushing guys in the back. So are you really that tough? Or are you just, you know, fake tough? As my man Tim said, are you just fugazi? Okay? Are you fugazi? And lastly, I want to ask you this, man. Cleveland Cavaliers, they lost some games in a row. They now they done won some games in a row. Do you think the Cavs are for real in that East, man? And we'll get to the West, but do you think they're a good team that can contend in a top four team in the East, and as they backcourt, the best backcourt in the NBA.
Okay, hold up. Okay, so here's the deal. I will say this. Let me say this. Yeah, I told you when they got Spider, yeah, it might be something happening. I dig. Y'all got the youngest team in the league. I think Jared Allen might be the oldest dude on the squad at 25 years old. So, but Spider is a special talent, man. And then you got LeVert, and then you got Darius. I mean, they something special, man. And the most wins right now in the league are 12 wins. And I believe Cleveland got 10 or 11. I'm going to check that in a minute. But I'm just going to say that I'm really impressed with how Cleveland is going about taking care of business. I knew that they were going to be okay, but I didn't think they were going to start off like this. And it's like right when you think you could take a breather, you really can't. They got two other scores that's trying to put the ball in the hole. And once you start running too far, they got the big dogs that's just cleaning up the middle. So, yeah, they got an all-around squad that you would really love to have being as young as they are, because they just full of energy and full of excitement. And that's all you see every night. Is somebody getting dunked on, an alley-oop thrown, threes being? She's just like, damn, Cleveland, hold up. I didn't think y'all going to be that good. Okay. So I'm rocking with Cleveland. Yeah, that's a good one. Best backcourt. Like I said the other night, man, it's a couple of guys out there that's, whew. I mean, you still got to start with Steph and Clay, even though Clay ain't been pulling his weight. But when he start, man, yeah. And then that boy Ja and that boy Desmond Bane over there, like, whoosh. I mean, you know, and then Joker and Murray. It's a lot of 1-2-1-2s, man. Like, that's they in there. I can't say they the best.
It's a lot of 1-2s. I'm saying just in the backcourt.
Oh, it's a lot of those. So let me take out Joker and Murray, and I'll still give you Ja and Desmond Bane. Because, I mean, now that you just mentioned it, let me see. Where is Memphis at as far as winning stands? Because I know. So Memphis got 10 wins. And Cleveland got 11. So I would say, I mean, if Chris Paul could quit acting like a hoe, quit acting like he hurt, and your boy Devin Booker in there, but I CP3 keep, this is tough, man. That's a good one. But I'm going to keep it at, okay, I'm going to say this.
Hold on, man. Just give me your one. Who you got? You got Bane or Ja? Or who you got? We up against it.
Okay. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to say, that's a good one. I'm going to say, here you go. Jackson and motherfucking Paul George from the Clippers. Take that. You dirty cocksucker.
Street. Now,
yeah.
I'm gonna put that in my cup because I know some people were really talking about my cup when I was saying that the Browns were gonna knock off the Buccaneers. So that was something that was in my cup. Now I'm gonna put something else in my cup too because I need you to understand this. You gave some good backcourt. You gave some good ones. You got Atlanta over there with Murray and Young. You got some good ones. The Baines and the Jai. But right now I gotta go with Spider and Garland. Say this
what?
About the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'm gonna say this, and you can be mad at me if you want to, Cavs fans. Yeah, they're the best backcourt in the NBA. But so what? Donovan Mitchell better start playing some defense in the playoffs.
Man.
Show me what you can do in a playoff, Spider. We know you can go for 30. But again, you let a man get a contract off of you with the Knicks, Mr. Brunson. Yes, I love Donovan Mitchell. But show me what you can do with this team in the playoffs. We know what you can do regular season. This is nothing new.
Oh,
show me
goodness.
That you can do it in the playoffs, Donovan. Evan Mobley, you need to get in the weight room. You want to be KD. You want to be him so bad. You need to be KD before you're KD. That's what you need
if you
to
just,
do.
If you just wanted to talk about Cleveland, we could have done that, man. Listen.
Everybody's talking about give Cleveland some love. I'm giving them love. You're going to finish in the top four in the East. You want me to say it? You're going to be in the top four. But the key to those guys, okay, is Evan Mobley and that bench. Because your two guys, listen, Garland, Spider, and the guy Allen is the most consistent guys right now. But we'll see what happens in the playoffs, man. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. It's the streets, man. We come back, we're going to get in the asylum, man. We're going to get in the asylum. Hey, Green Eye, man, he coming out. I know he want to hop on this joint, man. P, I got you, man. Hey, man. I see you, man. It's the streets, man. Once again, shout out to all my guys down there up at the Mirror Image Barbershop on 55th, man. Hey, man. Hey, listen to this down there at the shop. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Oh, yeah.
Like two
we is number one. Street.
We up, bitch. Down with us. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one. One, 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 one.
Rapping for a joke, a passing hope, or a phase with a rope. Sometimes I choke and try to believe when I get challenged by a million MCs. I try to tell them we're all in this together. My album was raw because no one would ever think like I think and do what I do. I stole the show and then I leave without a clue. What do you think makes up a KRS? Concisive teaching or very clear speaking? Ridiculous bass. Aggravating treble, rebel, renegade, must stay paid. Not by financial aid, but a rate of hits, causing me to take long trips. I'm the original teacher of this type of style. Rocking off beat with a smile or a smirk or a chuckle. Yes, some are not up to BDT posse, so I love to step in the jam and slam. I'm not Superman, because anybody can or should be able to rock off turntables, grab the mic, plug it in, and begin. But here's where the problem starts, no heart. Because of that, a lot of groups fell apart. Rap is still an art, and no one's from the old school. Cause rap is still a brand new tool. I say no one's from the old school, cause rap on a whole isn't even 20 years old. 50 years down the line, you can start this. Cause we'll be the old school artists, and even in that time, I'll say a rhyme, a brand new style, ruthless and wild, running around, spending money, having fun. Cause even then, I'm still number one, 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 one. KRS-One, of course, comes to express with style the lost ways of rhyming, old and new, past and present, knock, knock, who is it? A brand new style, time to change. People talk about me when they see me on stage, live in action, guaranteed raw. I hang with the rich and I work for the poor. Now tomorrow you can say you saw KRS-One stomping once more. I play by ear, I love to steer the Alfa Romero from here to there. I grab the beer, but not in the ride, cause I'm not stupid, I don't drink and drive. I'm not a beginner, amateur or local. My album is selling because of my vocals. You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now it's my turn, and I am concerned about idiots posing as kings. What are we here to rule? I thought we posed to sing. And if we ought to sing, then let us begin to teach. Many of you are educated. Open your mouth and speak. KRS-One is something like a total renegade. Except I don't steal. I rhyme to get paid. Airplanes flying. truth in a song. So BDP, short for Boogie Down Productions, made a little noise cause the crew was saying something. People have the nerve to take me for a gangster, an ignorant one, something closer to a prankster, doing petty crimes, going straight to penitentiary. But in the scale of crime, that's really elementary. This beat is now compelling me to explain in silence why my last gym was so violent. It's simple, BDP will teach reality. And I'm beating around a bush straight up, just like the P is free. So now you know, a poet's job is never done, but I'm never overworked, cause I'm still number one. One, one, one.
It's the Streets of Talk, it's Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. It's Boogie, it's Ro. It's a dream team. We in the building, baby. We've been talking about the college football playoff. I'm not convincing TCU. I think they're Cincinnati of last year. They'll get in and get their brains blew out. That's just me. Do you think who's going to win Old State Michigan? Does the loser still get in? Do they get a chance? Lane Kiffin, man.
Only if you pay for it.
I think he's staying his lane. Does he leave Ole Miss and go to Auburn? Is that a good move for him? He's been flip-floppy, man. He's been jumping from block to block. NFL Week 11, give us your takes, what you think. Took the Giants to the woodshed, man. That was very impressive, man. Week 12, I got the Browns knocking Buccaneers.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. Just when you think that the Browns is garbage, they always find a way to surprise you. At home, watch what I tell you. NBA, Kyrie came back to support of the Black Hebrew Israelites in the Bark at the Barclays Center, supporting him, saying, we're the original Jews. The Brooklyn Nets, will they make the playoffs, the play-in? Kevin Garnett is not a leader. I really think Kevin Garnett is one of those
Kevin
guys that's being exposed of the young generation of just wanting to play basketball and let everything else fall in play, not worried about a legacy. It's this era. It's this era. Ben Simmons, he's back to Philadelphia last night. Again, one of my things I always say about guys like that, NBZ. Nothing but garbage. You know what he did in the summertime? He's hanging with the Kardashians. That's all that has to be said, man. The Cavs, they asked me to get a Cavs love. They killed the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. And we know it's the regular season. Do they have the best backcourt in the NBA? Some guys are saying Klay and Steph is still it. I say that ship has sailed. Klay is not consistent anymore. Yes, he went off the other night, but you get one out of 20 games from Klay. That's a kid who plays for Sacramento, not for the Golden State Warriors. And guess what? The pool party has been canceled. Ever since he's been knocked out, the pool party has been canceled. No one's invited to the pool. Thanks, man. Hey, man, all-time listener, all-time caller. We got the green-eyed bandit, man. Zeke, man. You in the building, baby.
Hello,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man, and all the Dream Team members and everybody, man. I appreciate y'all having me as always, man. I'm back. I'm back in the land, man. I'm fresh back in the land. I was out there in Arizona. Had to go take care of some business. Got a chance to see T-Roll while I was out there. I'll be back out there December 4th as well. But now I'm back at the house, back at the crib, and it's crazy how the weather, the temperature, all this shit, you know what I'm saying, unfolds, man. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So I'm going to jump right on in, man. College football playoffs, huh? Oh, wait, it's getting interesting,
yeah.
Huh? I tell you what, with this college football playoff stuff, if Georgia runs the table and beats LSU in the title game, the loser of the Ohio State-Michigan game will get in. That's the only way one of those teams will get in if Georgia can beat LSU in the title game, the SEC title game, because
yeah.
Everybody else will have two losses, maybe, and they don't have any real signature wins on their resumes. So you look at USC. USC's best game this year, they said the one they just played against UCLA, and then they beat Oregon State earlier in the year. Those are their two best wins. So it's going to be tough for them to catapult anybody to get into the top four. TCU will have to win their championship to get in. So basically, that leaves the SEC and the Big Ten to get two teams in if someone falters, meaning that if Georgia loses to LSU, then SEC will get two teams in, and if Ohio State, Michigan loser can get in if LSU can beat Georgia in the title game. And let's be honest, man, about college football right now. Okay, there are some good teams in college football, right? But there's only a few better than good teams in college football. You're seeing it right now.
Okay.
We're getting down the stretch.
Okay.
You know, we're seeing it. You're seeing it right now. We're getting down the stretch. And you really have a clue on who the good teams are and who are the teams that are just, you know, average, you know, and that's the thing about the top 25, the college football top 25. It's watered down. You know, you got teams that's ranked in the top 25, and, you know, some of these teams are ranked in the top 25 only because they belong to a Power 5 conference. If it wasn't for them belonging to a Power 5 conference, who knows where some of these rankings would be right now. And that just lets you know how college football is, because majority of the teams in college football in the rankings are members of the Power 5 conferences. There's only a handful of teams that are non-Power 5 conferences. You're looking at Tulane,
right?
Cincinnati. It's only like four teams in the top 25 that are non-Power 5 conferences. Everybody else is Power 5. That lets you know how watered down it is, right? So, in my opinion, it comes down to Ohio State and Georgia, and how bad do they want it? How bad does Ohio State want it? How bad does Georgia want it? Now, I'm not saying that Georgia can't lose. I'm not saying that Ohio State can't lose. But those are really the two best teams in the country, and everybody else are looking up at them. Georgia, Ohio State are two best teams in the country, and everybody else is looking up at them. I'm going to leave it at that. All right? When you talk about Kiffin may go to Auburn, T-Row, you said it earlier, man. You know, Lane Kiffin, he bounces around. And he don't mind if he bounces around in the same conference. He don't care. As long as that money follows, a lot of these coaches don't care. They're going to go for the money. They got a problem with players entering the transfer portal, or coaches have always had a problem with kids transferring, thinking that they have better opportunities anywhere else. But coaches can pick up and leave anytime they want. So, you know, if Lane Kiffin wants to go to Auburn, that is a better footbed, a better football factory, so to speak, than Ole Miss. You can get some players at Auburn. And I'm sure he wants to stay in that SEC because, you know, it's competitive. And he really, you know, who wouldn't want to take it to Nick Saban and say that, you know, I was able to derail the GOAT, you know, in this conference. So I would think that, you know, if Lane Kiffin did go to Auburn, I think that would be good for him and Auburn, because clearly he can recruit. And clearly, he's getting better as a coach since he's left Nick Saban. I think Nick Saban has helped him develop more leadership abilities as a coach. He was always a coach. He comes from a coaching background. But I think his time with Nick Saban helped him out tremendously. And, you know, you're seeing it at Ole Miss. He's got a good football team at Ole Miss. He just so happens to be in the SEC with some better teams. But he's taken Ole Miss and he's made them into a contender, so to speak. And I'll leave that at that. NFL Week 11 impressions and depressions. Wow, guys. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm from the land, so of course the Browns are very depressing to me, especially with all this talent that we have on this team. There is no way in hell the Browns should be 3-7 right now, even with Deshaun Watson not playing. The crazy part about it is that Jacoby Brissett has not been the problem. The offense has not been the problem. The offense has basically kept us in games. They've been stagnant. Don't get me wrong. They've been stagnant, but they've also moved the ball, and the defense has really cost us this year. And we thought it was going to be the other way around. We thought the defense was going to rise up and the offense was going to struggle. But it's been the offense that has risen up, and the defense has really struggled. They've really hurt us. But as far as this NFL goes, I mean, I said it to somebody a couple of days ago that I wasn't sold on Philadelphia. I wasn't sold on Minnesota. And Philly barely escaped Indianapolis, who was in a coaching transition. And Minnesota got their asses throttled. Minnesota got their asses throttled by the Cowboys. So I told some people that I still believe that Tom Brady has a chance to make it to the NFC Championship game just because I'm not sold on anybody in the NFC right now. And after watching the Cowboys whoop Minnesota's ass, I have to say that, you know, you have to put the Cowboys up there as a contender in the NFC as well. So I'm just not sold really on anybody in the NFC. I still think Tom Brady can make it to the NFC Championship game. But the AFC is where it's at, and everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. The AFC is where it's at. There's some good teams in the NFC. Don't get it wrong. San Francisco's on the come up. They're a good football team. There's some good teams in the NFC, but I think the AFC is loaded, and I think that's where the champion is going to come from, is from the AFC. You're going to have to watch out for Patty Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. That looks like it's going to be the AFC championship game, in my opinion. Mm. But there's a lot of football left. Buffalo can get their act together. You got some teams. Miami's good. You got some really good teams in the AFC, and the AFC is wide open as well. But I'm thinking that it's a Lamar Jackson and Patty Mahomes AFC championship game, in my opinion. But there's still games to be played. And with this season the way it is, you're not going to know who is who until week 16, week 17, you know, when the playoff seedings are intact. You're not going to know what's going to go on until that point, until that time. The NBA is the NBA, and I don't really get too serious about the NBA until Christmas time, just because, you know, we just had the World Series just ended. We still got college football. We got the NFL. I don't get too serious about the NBA until Christmas time. I'm glad to see Kyrie came back. You know, there was some subliminal messages there in his post-game press conference, and, you know, them wanting to ask questions about the Black Israelites and, you know, that whole thing. And I think it was some symbolism in Kyrie going back to wearing his first pair of shoes he ever made, the Kyrie ones. I don't know what his thought was or whatever, but you got to know somebody like Kyrie, he was sending some type of message, you know, with some symbolism. Right. There was something going on with him wearing his very first pair of shoes. Cavs backcourt. Is the Cavs backcourt the best in the league? Wow, it's going to be hard to argue with Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland not being considered one of the top backcourts in the league. I'm not going to say they're the best, but they definitely
the best.
right now?
I'm not going to say they're. I'm not going to say they're the best. I mean, it's still, you know, we ain't even got to the 25 game mark, so I'm not going to say, you know, oh, they're the best backcourt in the league or whatever the case might be. There's some good backcourts in the league. Good backcourts in the league, and I believe that they're one of them. The whole Ben Simmons situation, good for him. Good for Ben Simmons being able to survive through that game in Philly. And I think that Ben Simmons is going to get his act together. I think he's playing with Kevin Durant, playing with Kyrie. And, T-Row, you said something interesting. Who would have thought that Jacque Vaughn would have had the answers to the Brooklyn Nets' problems? But the Brooklyn Nets are clearly playing better under Jacque Vaughn. I don't know if you guys have seen the statistics, but since he's taken over, it's like a 9-10-point differential in their defensive efficiency. So they're playing defense under Jacque Vaughn. They were not playing defense under Steve Nash. We all knew that there were some problems, you know, with Steve Nash and the organization, the players, whatever, might not have that respect for him or whatever the case might be. But it looks like they have respect for Jacque Vaughn. He has been a NBA assistant for many years. His name has been thrown out there multiple times to be an NBA head coach. He's gotten his opportunity, and he might just be able to get Brooklyn to turn it around and become a better team than what they showed in the past. And do I think the Nets are in trouble? I don't think the Nets are in trouble. I don't think the Nets are in trouble. It's hard for them to be in trouble with guys like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I mean, those two guys alone can fix any problems that you have in your organization quickly. It's just about what do the rest of the guys do around them in a stacked Eastern Conference in the NBA. So the Nets just hope that they can finish in the top six. They don't want to play in, you know, no play-in games, and they should be okay moving forward, I believe. And if they can get anything out of Ben Simmons that they've been getting the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I think they'll be okay. I'm not saying that they're a championship contender. I think that what you're seeing with Giannis and Milwaukee, when Middleton is healthy and that team over there, Milwaukee and Boston are going to be a problem for anybody in the East, including our young Cavaliers. So that's where I stand with that, guys.
Straight. My boy Green Eye right there.
Oh, man, great take, Green Eye. Happy Thanksgiving, man. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Happy Thanksgiving,
fellas.
Yes, sir.
Man, all-time caller, all-time listener is next. We got my man P down in West Palm, Florida, man. D-Mac say he put me because we'll see if D-Mac get in. P-Funk, give us that funk. You in the building, baby.
What's good? There you go. Oh, man, I know your ass wired up, so I already know.
Yeah, you know we in here. Let me go ahead and get this down over real quick, you feel me? Starting off with the NCAA, you know, football and whatnot. I hopefully think Michigan can hold us on for about maybe two quarters, and then it's probably going to get away from them come like the third, fourth quarter, you know. That's when Ohio State tend to, you know, run it up. I mean, Michigan, they've been okay. Defending the red zone. They can run the ball a little bit, but like Book said, you know, I don't think they got the offense to, you know, if it do get away from them, I don't think they got the offense to keep up. So I do think Ohio State it's not going to be as easy as some people might think, but I do think Ohio State will pull it off, you know, come the second half and, you know, hopefully win by like a good 10, maybe 13, you know. It'll be a good competitive game. I ain't hoping too much from Michigan, you know. But again, like you said, if Georgia run the table, beat LSU, you know, they still got some hope. So, you know, hopefully I'm rooting for Notre Dame to beat USC. You know what I mean? I definitely don't want to see USC get in. That's just me personally. But I mean, hey, if they end up beating Notre Dame, you know, then they keep their hopes alive of getting in, and they just gotta hope you know, hope for the best come when they got to face the next Pac-12, you know, in the Pac-12 championship. They just got to hope they win all the way, win out. But I think it's going to be some good competitive games, you know. Going over to the NFL, though, your man AR, Aaron Rodgers, definitely disappointed me, man. He looked like he was lost out there. Like, he didn't know if he really wanted to play football no more. And, I mean, I don't know how you gonna, I don't know how you can release $50 million, you know, from your roster, but they need to figure out something, you know. Seeing the Jets in the Patriots game, I mean, that jump was just awful to watch. Like, now seeing, you know, Zach Wilson get benched and they go, you know, I mean, I understand it. Robert Saleh, he in his second year. Coaches really only get like 2 years to prove themselves, and he know he got a playoff defense, you know. He not trying to waste that. So if he can sit here and put in a veteran like Joe Flacco and get a couple games to make sure they still stay competitive in the wild card, because that's really what they got to hope for. I don't think they can, you know, be able to take the East just given, you know, the problems that they have on offense and scoring. So I think Miami will be able to win the East, you know, not comfortably, but I think they'll do come away with that. As far as, like, your Cowboys, y'all are some front runners to the highest degree, to the umpteenth degree, you know what I mean?
Hey.
I've never seen – come on now, come on now. Like, all of a sudden, y'all beat the brakes off the Vikings. And, again, I'm not going to sit there and take nothing away from that. You know, y'all definitely did y'all thing, but can we all agree that the Vikings laid an egg? You know what I mean? It's not that – I mean, granted, you know, not many people believed in the Vikings anyway, but, I mean, yeah, they laid the egg. Like, they couldn't produce anything on offense.
They went 8-1.
But at the end of the day, we all know a Dan Quinn defense, you know what I mean, never holds his own in the playoffs. So that's always what I'm going to bank on, that, you know what I mean, given everything y'all go through, that's just not going to matter come playoff time. But, yeah, for Thursday games, you know what I mean.
There we go week by week. Let's go week by week.
I don't think the Vikings, I don't think they're going to bounce back, like, you know, beat the brakes off the Patriots, because the Patriots do have one of the better defenses in the league. You know what I mean? I just don't think the Patriots could put up enough points to compete with the Vikings. You know what I mean? I do think the Giants, I think they might win it low-key. You know what I mean? They did lay an egg in Detroit. And I think, you know what I mean, Brian Daboll, he has a way of rallying his troops. Like,
oh.
I guess Boogie believes in Jeff Saturday rallying
geez.
His troops. What? I mean, y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all feeling yourself. You know, y'all gonna come crap the bed because y'all feeling yourself coming off a win. You know, y'all not going to respond. You know? I don't never want to see the Cowboys win. I pray on y'all downfall every Sunday. Every Sunday. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Browns. I do think they'll beat the Bucks. You know what I mean? Because I don't think – I mean, as good as the Bucks are at run defense, I don't think they have the secondary to cover Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like, they are low-key eating right now. And I think it's going to be a new sense of urgency in the building. You know, since Deshaun Watson does come back, the very – you know, he does, you know, get to start the very next week. So, hey.
What's been your
as like the, like you said, with the Broncos and the Panthers, you know what I mean? Man, Russell Wilson is awful. The Broncos are awful. They about to have Seattle picking in the top five just because their team is awful. You know what I mean? The Panthers don't care because they already traded away their best player to the 49ers, you know what I mean, who ultimately going to lose anyway. You know, because they got Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, you know, and once he get to facing Tom Brady or another, you know, that bunch of defense in Dallas, you know, he's going to shrink back into a pumpkin like he always is. But the Panthers, they already know they drafting C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. They're not worried about anything that happens the rest of the season. You feel me? They matter of fact, they going to scout those two quarterbacks this weekend, you know what I mean, in rivalry. That's how much they not caring about this game. But it's going to be some good games, you know what I mean? Going to the NBA, man, look, every other team in the NBA, all 31 other teams in the NBA can just play basketball. They just telling the Nets, deal with your soap opera, you feel me? Go along with it, you feel me? And I don't know. Yes, I like Kyrie Irving as much as the next guy. Yes, I like Durant as much as the next guy. But all these black Israelites outside the Barclays Center, you feel me? Josiah is not about to sit here and have all of this. Kyrie Irving's gonna be a Laker come either later on next month or come following the offseason. He's not staying there long term. Durant gonna end up being somewhere else long term. Ben Simmons, I'm a little bit surprised that he turning it around. I thought the mental demons was real, you know. I thought he could never overcome the mental demons, but I'm glad to see him, you know, actually doing well at producing out there in the NBA court. You feel me? As far as one of the better backcourts in the league, I'm gonna still have to give it to Cleveland, even though I'm with you, Meeks. And I mean, Donovan Mitchell has to play some defense, you know. But don't get me wrong, you know what I mean?
He don't play defense.
Ja Morant and Desmond Bane, they creeping up slowly but surely. Desmond Bane, he got to make some all-star games first before I can consider him a legit duo player, you know what I mean? But he is.
He made one last year.
Desmond Bane did not make no all-star team last year. Stop that.
Yeah, he did.
He was not in the all-star game. You know what I mean? He's just like Anthony Simons. He's a good you know, 1B to their superstar that they have. So I just need to see, Anthony Simon and Desmond Bane take that, you know, next step, making some, you know, all-star games, and they'll be right there with Mitchell and Garland. But, yeah, they definitely got to prove it come the playoffs. But, hey, I call you a man. I mean, you say Wembley. I mean, you said Evan Mobley trying to be, you know, KD. He need to get a little girth. I mean, look, some players are who they are. You know what I mean? That's why he got Jared Allen back there. He don't have to take on that much, you know, big boys. So hopefully, you know, he can continue to develop and, you know what I mean, produce. But, you know, they doing well so far, mid-season.
Man, y'all one injury away from it going down.
Hey. P, man, we appreciate you calling, man. You got to stay on the line. We got some more, another caller calling in, man. And as always,
appreciate
you.
Shout out to your, Meek. Shout out to your daughter for her first win too. You feel me? I mean, getting her first win as a coach.
Shout out to her, and it's her B day, and she had a game, another game today, on her B day against Saint Joe. So, yeah, I'm waiting on her. As soon as we get off the air, I'm gonna call her and see what happened, man. So we appreciate you, Pete. Stay on the line, man. Stay on the line. Hey, man, all-time caller. He listens to every show. We finally getting him in. I guess we had to get him in on Thanksgiving edition. D-Mac. Delmar, are you in the building, baby?
What's up, fellas? Man, T-L Boogie, the whole squad, man. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Y'all know I'm in every Wednesday, Thursday, whenever y'all switch it up, chiming in. But today I flew you a kite, man. I just wanted to, you know, hit y'all up, man, to tell y'all happy Thanksgiving, man, to everybody in the world, everybody that is listening. The Streets Is Talking is the best podcast, whatever you want to call it, the pivot, whatever, in town, in the world, on the planet. It's the best, y'all.
Right.
Everybody needs to chime in, man. These are my guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm about to jump in real, real quick, man, because I ain't been on in a couple years, but I'm always listening. My ear's always on the street. Hey, T, I love you, man, and you're going to love me to death. Yo, boys, them Cowboys is doing great, man. They blew Minnesota out, but you know, come playoff time, baby, they MBG, man. And they going to be MBG in the playoffs until they show me something. Hey, I hope Odell, I hope y'all get them at the Thanksgiving. I see everybody, you know, hitting them up, this and that. Hey, y'all need him. And he might be a game changer for y'all, man. But, hey, your boy Zeke, man. Zeke got to go, man. Zeke over the hill, man. He done, man. Pollard is the man there. You know what I'm saying? He is the man.
We got to have two looking good. Zeke.
Hey, that boy number 11, he is nice. He is nice. You know what I'm saying? But, no, man, I'm really loving them Cowboys, man. Y'all really showed out this past weekend, man. I hope y'all do what y'all got to do. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving, I'll be watching all the games. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, y'all got to show me something in the playoffs, T. Them Browns,
love.
I don't even watch them motherfuckers. Ike, where you at, dog? Your team is garbage. Until they start firing the owner, the coaches, and, hey, man, they ain't got no dogs in Cleveland, man. man. Every man, it's the second year, man, since we was on Hard Knocks, man, and Jarvis Landry and them was here. Man, we look good on paper, man, but, man, when we get in between them lines, man, them dudes suck. I don't even watch them. I don't watch them. I ain't been watching them. I am going to watch the Houston game because when Watson come back, I want to see what he do. But, man, until they fire the whole squad, until we get some dogs out there, the hell with the Browns. All them dudes is bums, man. And I'm from the
Atlanta.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from the land. But I don't have a favorite team. I only like favorite players. And right now, I don't have a favorite player. I like how T talked about Denver and Carolina, man. I think Denver going to win that game just because I think they defense a little bit better, man. But as we know, because we all play sports and stuff and got kids and them that's playing sports and, you know, we out there in the community with the kids still. Man, everybody don't fit with every team, just like boxing, man. You can be the best boxer in the world and – you know, certain people you get with, man, you see what happened. UFC, I don't know if y'all talked about it, I don't think so. A couple of weeks ago, man, my boy Style Bender, man, he nice, man. Yeah. He the man. He getting his money. Man, that dude lost to the same dude he done lost to in kickboxing and stuff.
In
so
kickboxing.
He was winning the whole fight, man. But sometimes, man, people just got your numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people just got your number, the styles, the matchups, and all that type stuff. L Boogie, man, big brother, know how I feel, man, about the whole Kyrie thing and stuff. I'm always flying them kites, man, hitting them up on social media with different stuff, man. Kyrie is a very smart man, like T said. You know what I'm saying? He know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why he came out at some point and apologized because he ain't about to mess up that $40 million a year that he get. You know what I'm saying? He ain't that stupid. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely more up there than Colin Kaepernick as well, far as you know, what he get. You know what I'm saying? Him getting cut off from Nike and all that stuff, that don't mean nothing to him. But I do respect that man because he stand on what he believe. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get that jab put in him. He stood on that. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? Just like everybody else in the real world that got their job back and this and that and they came out with, that's like, I ain't putting that stuff in me. He stood on that. You know what I'm saying? So I respect him for what he stand on. You know what I'm saying? But the money that he making and all this type of stuff, I knew he was going to come out and switch it up a little bit, man. This world that we in, y'all, because of this past president, I don't even want to say his name, you know what I'm saying, is really, I feel, trying to make this world into a race war, you know what I'm saying, but that's not about to happen. If anybody believe in the Bible and know about Revelation stuff, man, across the world, man, with our youngins, all the killings, all the crazy stuff that's going on, just, you know, things that's just happening, man, it's sad out here, man. We all just got to stay positive and have each other back and, you know, keep pulling for each other. And, you know, I'm noticing with y'all podcast, man, y'all doing that, man. Y'all start the show every week with, you know, the life topics, what's going on in the world, man. And that's amazing, man. The Green Dot Bandit Z, man, you be dropping them jewels, baby. You know what I'm saying? My cat from Florida, man, he be dropping them jewels, man. And that's it, man. I love y'all, man. Shout out to the Cavs, man. They repping, they holding it down, man. Y'all guys keep doing y'all thing, Dream Team, man. I love y'all, man. I'm listening every week. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, man. Let's keep putting everything out there, man. Let's keep dropping jewels, man. Let's keep being there for our kids. Let's keep being uplifting, man. Let's keep putting positivity out there. And that's what y'all guys doing, man. I truly love y'all. I love what y'all doing for y'all communities, y'all states, just everything, man. Keep doing it every week, man. And I'm backing y'all, man. One, I love y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Woo! Man. And listen here, man. This shout out to my baby cuz, man. This to the baby cuz. Hey, this dedicated to my Uncle Siegel, man. Streets, man. Salute to all the callers, man. We thankful for you guys, man. Thanks, D-Mac. You guys better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We coming back with the Big Dummy of the Day. Stay on the line. We got the Big Dummy of the Day. Three. Happy Thanksgiving.
I get high cause I'm in the hood. The guns is around. To take a blunt just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather roll something up. Cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip, grab my guns and hold something up. I get high as a kite, I'm in the zone all alone, motherfucker, case I'm dying at night. So I roll them up, back to back, fat as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come to slatter the hood. Every day, every night. Yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer see his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Fit with the finishing touch. Get this, that I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause fuck it, what's better to do? And I'ma never give a fuck cause I'm better than you. Every day, every night. I'ma smoke till my lungs collapse. I'm from an era where niggas cause terror over guns and crack. Where dollar bill is powerful. I smoke weed cause time seems precious and I know what an hour do. High for a living, got to ride for a living with my real gangster niggas that'll die for a living. Shit, I get as high as I could. Cause if you see things like I see things, I'ma die in the hood.
It's the Streets of Talk, it's Forest Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We call it Wild Out Wednesday. We on every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live. You can call the show and listen to us live, 515-605-9750. You can go back and listen on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box. The Streets is Talking. What a hell of a show, man. It's that time of the show. We got the Big Dummy of the Day. Bro, who the Big Dummy of the Day, man?
Man, D-Mac was talking about the boys. P will always talk about the boys, you know what I'm saying? But I just want y'all to know, y'all saw the Minnesota Vikings try to cheat us in Minnesota, right? Right before halftime, Big Brother Boo, you know, you got to be in that two-minute offense, man. We were in the two-minute offense, got the pass off. Dak threw the ball to CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb got out of bounds. We get on the field, kick a 60-yard field goal. We start running into the locker room. What happens? The replay boo brings everybody ass back on the field, say, hold up. We don't know if that's a catch or not. You couldn't figure that out before we attempted to kick the first field goal, you jackasses up there in New York. You're close enough being in Minnesota. So they bring it all back, and thank God we got a good field goal kicker because he kicked a 60-yard field goal twice before halftime. I ain't never seen that happen before. So the next time the NFL decides to start cheating in the replay booth, somebody please blow the whistle or throw the red flag around this bitch. Because I don't know what the hell happened on Sunday. I know it's not easy taking the ass whoop, but we owe somebody ass whoop for losing to your sour-ass team. So the day before Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November the 23rd, yo, the replay booth in New York, you got to be the Big Dummy.
of the day in the street.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy. You big dummy.
Wow. Replay. You got to be the big dummy of the day.
I know they try to get it right, but that should be wrong, dog. What the hell is the use of having replay?
Well, you know, at that time, man, the COs that came out, they done pulled out their keys. We got to get back to the sales, man. The asylum is closed up. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, shout-out to everybody, man. Y'all know what it is. Shout-out to the wife. Shout out to A-Bet. I got my A-Bet out of New Mexico, man. Yes, sir. Keep it Thanksgiving. Shout out to the family, the kids. We got a game Friday. Junior, let's get it in. 4 o'clock, Arizona Christian University. Click on the live now button. You'll be able to watch the game. So that'll be 6 o'clock your time, Eastern, if you want to check out your nephew. But, yeah, that's on Friday. So, yeah, shout out Jada B and the grandbaby, all the callers that called in. You know, happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's been checking out the streets forever. You underdig? For those that are new to the show, those that always like D-Mac just listening, just know that we feel your love. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of y'all. Yes, sir. Nacho, Enrique, y'all know it ain't love, enough for love. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for everything that has been brought my way. I'm a blessed young man. And to everybody that know your boy, T-Ro, stand up. I salute you. Your boy got number love for you. JP, Little Daddy, Keena, J-Red. I'm talking about everybody from North Park and beyond that be checking out the show. Y'all know what it is. Green Eye! I see your ass. You know what time it is. Yes, sir, Boobie. I love your boy. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey. You know what time it is, man.
No doubt, man. First of all, I just want to say thanks be to God, man, making sure that we're here healthy. All the callers, they get a chance to call in. We got a platform for them to get their takes as well, man. And without the callers, we're nothing. So I just want to say thanks to all the callers, man. The Matrix tuning in, D-Mag P, Lil Siegel, you know, the Green Eye, my man Enrique down there in Spain, my man Zuro out there in Poland, man. I just want to say I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening, man, because without you, we're nothing. So I want to thank you guys for that. Shout out to my daughter. It was her birthday today. So birthday show to her, man. I want to thank her and my oldest son, man, for my grandkids, man. So thank you for that. Thanks for family. And everybody that tunes into the show, we consider you family. So
yes,
I love you, bro. Thank you for our brotherhood together, man. T. Rizzy, you know, thanks for Styles the Guy, OG the Bug, ICE, man. You know, we just want to say continue to picture us rolling. Keep inspiring us. And as always, you better keep saying this and keep doing it for us, because without you and you doing this for us, we ain't who we are. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
A whole lot of girlfriends.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Out there, I just could not forget about it. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all punk ass. Picture me rollin', baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rollin'. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me home? Picture me rubbing.
And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, I'm tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Steve, I like you. Boo. I'll see you next week, motherfucker. Yeah.